بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, we've been discussing the noble qualities and conduct of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We find ulama explained that that person who will bring these noble qualities into his life, then even though he does not have many material possessions of this world, Allah has not given him a lot of wealth as far as external beauty is concerned. Allah has not blessed this person in this world. But by virtue of him beautifying his internal self, bringing these qualities into his life, then he will become very valuable in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We find that there were two qualities of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in particular, that he was not known for only after his nubuwwat, but even prior to becoming a Nabi. As a young man growing up in Makkah Mukarrama, famously we hear these two qualities of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One we had discussed a few days back is that a person is truthful, sidq. When he speaks the truth. He doesn't lie, he doesn't deceive, he doesn't cheat. And the other is amanat dari, a person is trustworthy. If somebody leaves an amanat with him, he fulfills it. Somebody divulges a secret to him, he keeps that secret. And these two qualities, although Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke about them generally, but specifically with regard to the businessman, that person who is involved in trade, in buying and selling, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains the great reward when a businessman, when a trader will bring these two qualities into his life, into his business. At-tajiru as-saduq wal-ameen ma'a an-nabiyyin was-siddiqeen was-shuhada. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains that that trader, that businessman who will be truthful in his business dealings, and he is ameen, he is trustworthy. Fellow traders can trust him. They know that when he speaks the truth. He's not going to deceive, he's not going to do them down. Then what is the reward Allah will give him on the day of Qiyamah? He will be elevated to such an extent that he will be in the company of the Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam, the Siddiqeen and the Shuhada, those who attain martyrdom in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Such a great reward. The person is an ordinary person. He's maybe not even a Hafizul Quran. He's not an alim. He's not a person who's waking up for tahajjud salah. As far as his ibadat is concerned, he's not doing much more than the basic that Allah has placed upon him. But because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam understood and realized that this is something very difficult for a businessman to do. Commonly we hear, unfortunately, a person says that I prefer doing business with a non-Muslim than a Muslim. So one point to remember is that ulama say we shouldn't say things like this. We shouldn't give preference to kufr over Islam. But the point, what is meant behind it, what do people mean, is that somebody who doesn't have iman, he doesn't believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but he has qualities of iman. He has akhlaq of a mu'min. He has trustworthiness, truthfulness in his life. Then it is far easier to do business with him than that person who may be a Muslim. He recites kalima, he dresses like a Muslim, he has a Muslim name. Perhaps he's keeping roza in the month of Ramadan also. But he doesn't have the qualities of iman. When it comes to his business dealings, he does people down, he lies, he deceives, he cheats. Then it is very difficult for us to do business with somebody like this. So one point that Mashaykh mentioned, which perhaps will assist us to become trustworthy and truthful as far as our business dealings are concerned, is that we all understand and know that whatever a person is going to get in this worldly life is ordained. Every rand, every cent that a person will earn, every grain of rice, every drop of water that a person will consume, this has been muqaddar, decreed, determined before we were even born and brought into this world. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us opportunities. Every deal a person makes, every contract he signs, every sale that he makes, the opportunity is not to earn more in this world. That is decreed. But Allah gives us an opportunity to earn His pleasure, to obey Him, and to secure our company, or to secure our place in the company of the Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam on the day of Qiyamah. So every deal a person does, how many incidents there are, a person divulged, or he was honest, he was truthful as far as the goods he was selling. And he may have made an initial loss, but how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave it back to him. With honor, with integrity, Allah gave him far more than what he ever expected. So especially when it comes to our business dealings, now in the month of Ramadan especially, these qualities of sidq, truthfulness, trustworthiness, for us to try and bring them into our life, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not deprive us. Perhaps outwardly a person may even make a loss, but the barakah, the blessings that Allah will give him in the little wealth that he earns, will take him a very long way in this world. Hudhayfa bin Yaman radiyallahu anhu mentions that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke about how this amanat-dari, trustworthiness, will be taken away from the hearts of people. But closer to the day of Qiyamah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that a man will go to sleep, and this amanat-dari, trustworthiness, will be snatched away from his heart. And this process will continue each night until all traces of it have been removed from his heart. The person will be left with absolutely no trustworthiness in him. And eventually this particular quality and characteristic will be taken away from each and every person. To this extent, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains that people will begin to say that in a certain town, in a certain village, there is one person that has some trustworthiness in him. It will become so rare, so uncommon, that it will be very difficult to find anybody who can be trusted, anybody who speaks the truth, who fulfills his promises. We heard the hadith many times before, the sign of a munafiq, a hypocrite, a person who outwardly is a Muslim, but he doesn't have iman in his heart, is that إِذَا حَدَّثَ كَذَبَ, when he speaks, he lies. وَإِذَا وَعَدَ أَخْلَفَ, when he makes a promise, he breaks his promise. وَإِذَا تُمِنَ خَانَ, and when he is entrusted with something, then he betrays that trust. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us, guide us, give us the realization that no matter what we do as far as our business dealings are concerned, whatever is ordained, whatever is decreed will come to us, but this is an opportunity, a chance for us to secure our rank and our status in the akhirat. Allah give us tawfiq wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.